With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
So I'm smiling already because how could I not? How are you, Andrea?
The name of this segment is a lie, Simon. Today is another lie. It's not my Jerusalem window. I'm in Kiryat Bialik.
You're in Kiryat Bialik. Wait a minute. Is that one of those three places near Haifa? They've got massive oil refineries all over the place.
By the way, let's talk about the voracious moon module. You know,
All right, that's it. I was just showing off about my Israeli geography that I knew where it was. That's all I was doing. But to the topic, Andrea, defying the age clock, 222, what are you going on about there?
You know, Simon, you're aware. I'm sure the listeners are aware. They're all aware about all the crazy things that are going on in Israel. Some really shocking things, things that have paralyzed us in our tracks. My great hope, before we even get to the age clock, is that people are taking a moment and practicing silence, practicing not knowing what God's plan is, not voicing judgment on these terrible, terrible events that are taking place. So, having said that, you with me, Simon?
I'm very much with you. Yep.
Okay. The noise you're hearing is Ronnie drinking from a styrofoam container, making a lot of scotch. She's drinking scotch. You want the show to be real. Anyway, I'm packing because, Simon, you keep asking me, how's it going with the caravan? How's it going with the caravan? Well, that's it, Simon. We're in a parking lot here at Bialik. I have a dog who's, like, stoned with fear, doesn't know where she is, what she's going. I have a husband who's driving, and we have this 90-ton caravan on our tuchus. But that's not the point. Before I left the house, the phone rings.
Yeah.
And first, they were speaking in Hebrew. So whenever they speak in Hebrew to me, I assume I'm in trouble and owe money. But it wasn't true. It was what we call the Revacha. It was the social welfare department wanted to know, as an old person, how was I getting along? Was I okay? Was I lonely? Did I need anybody to come visit me and help me turn on the computer? And I kept, like, looking over my shoulder, wondering, who are they speaking with? And then I realized I'm that old person. And I felt embarrassed for them because it really is, Simon, we are as good, as old, or as young as our attitude and what we're doing. You know, we're here on this trip. Ronnie and I are statistically geezers. Okay? We have, he says, speak for myself. You're statistically a geezer, Ronnie. Anyway, you're a geezer. Okay? If you have to tweeze your husband's nose, he's a geezer. Anyway, Simon, yes. The point is we have bicycles with us. We have all kinds of wonderful things. People are honking us and yelling at us. We have bicycles. We have barbecues. We have computers. We've downloaded films, and we're not doing it despite our age. We're doing it because it's just called fun. It's called today. There's too many funerals, too much sadness, Simon, too much scariness out there. We have to live. Okay?
I hear you loud and clear, and I think that is such an important message, specifically after the week that we have just been through. There are a couple of things I want to pick up. The one that this wasn't even part of the discussion today, but this issue of silence, Andrea, I think that was profound. I think all of us had very strong reactions to what happened in our own way, and perhaps exactly what you were saying, the most important thing right now is silence. Just give the respect and let time do its thing.
All this knee-jerk knowledge and knee-jerk opinions and knee-jerk finger pointing there, but for the grace of God, go every one of us, Simon, and any of us who sit and want God's kindness, when we sit and pray and say, listen, God, judge me kindly. Well, you know what? Maybe we should imitate our own words. Maybe there's nothing to say.
Yeah, no, I really love that, and I think that is hugely appropriate. The second thing I wanted to pick up on, and I know it was hugely insulting for you to be visited by social services, because, you know, you're young and happening and with it, but just think of it, Andrea. There was a country that was started, 70-odd years ago with not a natural resource in sight, nothing, poor, sand, got to the point today where it has a social system that can go and check and see if you are okay and offer to assist you if you need help. I mean, my goodness me, that is miraculous. I live in a country where not in our dreams.
Thank you. You know what? I can make all the jokes. I'd always much rather laugh than take anything too seriously. Nevertheless, it did not pass me by that, God forbid, I'm in need of help, immediate help, soon help. You pick up the phone in Israel. They're not going to be all soft and touchy, you know, huggy-touchy here, but they'll help you. Nobody here does without for a lack of interest. If somebody does without, it's because it's a matter of choice. And a lot of people do make those decisions. But you can pick up the phone in Israel. We still are a country where older people are respected, hopefully somewhat revered. And I like that they called me. Of course, I told them they had the wrong number. But
of course.
I said, hello, Madina.
So Ronnie Hershovitz wants to know when is your stand-up scheduled for, Andrea?
I'm going to be doing it on the beach this Shabbos. Up near. I don't know. Where are we going, Ronnie? Where are you taking me?
Betek.
Achziv.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're driving out of those ugly Krayot and you're going somewhere nice. I'm very glad to hear that. I hope you have a wonderful, peaceful, fabulous Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom to you both. And as always, Andrea, thank you for talking to me.
Love it. Miss you, Simon. And please, God, everybody should just be healthy and get those inoculations down there, you guys.